Hey, Dave. Yeah, it's been a while. NADRL, KD8AVA. Just headed into work. I've been working from home half days and going in half days because I got a puppy. So I tried to balance all that. So hopefully I can still make the repeater as I drive up to Midland, but not really sure. Last I checked, there was a lot more receive sites that have been spun up since I remember 20 years ago. But good system. Anyways, back to you, KD8AVA.
Okay, well, fine business on that. Yeah, I just brought up the website, and you are pretty solid into the Hemlock one and tickling the one at Covenant. Over.
Oh, I forgot that's on the website, too. I imagine, I can't really remember where things are, but Hemlock's probably closest. I'm on Midland Road right now, headed north. So probably stay on the Hemlock one until it gets too weak. I'm only running 5 watts right now. I decided to kind of get all my radio stuff back out. People told me I needed to get a hobby again, so I'm getting it back out. And the quickest way to get on the air is still an HT, so that's what I've got. External antenna still, but I haven't run the mobile radio power yet, so can't just plug that into a cigarette lighter.
Well, it's doing fine. Good audio, and yeah, you're still bringing up Hemlock pretty good. All the receive sites are working pretty well right now. And yeah, you can work most of the way into Midland. The site at Covenant works very well too as you get farther north. Yeah, well, it's very good to hear you. Yeah, very good on the HT. That's what I use for my main vehicle. It's a hybrid, so I didn't want to really mess with hooking up a mobile rig. So I just use an HT with an outside antenna, and that's good enough for local when I use it. I still have a mobile unit in my truck, but I don't drive the truck enough, except when the weather's bad anymore, to really see how that's doing. So, yeah, doing well here. I've been working on this retirement thing quite a few years, and spend most of my time the XYL and myself helping out my daughters and ferrying the grandkids around with when they need it. But life is good. Over.
That's good to know. Maybe someday I'll be like you and get to have a retirement. I'm still out at Dow, so I'm over in the cybersecurity group now, which is great. I really love the people I work with and get to learn a lot of stuff. Go pretty deep on some technology, which is great for my brain. I like always having something new to learn, which is probably why I liked ham radio in the first place. It was new, it was technology, and it was something fun. So yeah, I went through, unfortunately, a divorce last year, and so part of the reason I'm picking up a hobby again is just to stay social and fill in the time where I don't have anything going on. I get my kids half the time, which is good, but still stinks not being a full family. I really wish that wouldn't have happened. Yeah. Other than that, everything's going all right. Like I said, I got a puppy. Part of that was just to have some movement in the house and have a companion, and she's awesome. She's a golden retriever. Her name's Nova, which is Latin for new star. So I feel like it felt right. Right time to get a puppy. Just about turning the corner onto 47 now. So hopefully that receipt site's still picking me up good. NADRL, this is KD8ABA.
Yeah, well, okay, Aaron. Yeah, are you using an outside antenna or just the HT antenna, over?
It's outside a mag mount, 2 meter 440. I want to say it's a quarter weight. It's not a very good one, but it works.
Okay. No, you're still making it in. Just a little bit of cutting in and out, but still perfectly readable. Well, very good on everything. I'm sorry about, you know, the breakup, and that's not a fun thing. It's but it sounds like you're doing okay and very good on the kids. Now, the repeater doesn't get a lot of use. I don't listen to it much. I just happen to have it on today because I'm sitting in my office trying to answer some emails. But the sites work well. It's got all the, everything has good audio. So we're pretty happy that it's doing as well as it is. So I won't hold you, but I just want to let you know it's really good to hear you on the air, and very good on the puppy. Yeah, love Golden's there. Such a sweet dog, and my nephew has two of them, an older one who is just quiet, sophisticated, and a younger. They just got a puppy who's just like a Wild Bill Hickok. He's just loves to run and loves to be around people. Well, looking forward to seeing you, maybe having an eyeball sometime, Aaron. Back over to you from NADRL. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't keep you too much longer either because, again, I don't know how long this signal's going to reach the repeat site, but I think you still have your repeater up and running. Is that right?
Yeah, it's up and running. It's linked. I don't. My friend Jeff KB8SWR. I'm sure you remember Jeff. He takes care of it for me. It's linked to several other repeaters, and a lot of guys are getting good use out of it. Over.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, it's been interesting. I went ahead and paid the fee for the GMRS license too when I saw that we had a GMRS repeater. So. Yeah, definitely a bigger landscape than I remember, but that's good. It's better than a shrinking one. With that, I'll say 73s for now, and we'll catch up to you at some point, hopefully in the future. NADRL, KD8, KDA.
Fine business on everything, Aaron. Yeah, I'm trying to get my two grand boys interested in the GMRS. I have the license, and it covers them, too. But, man, I just can't get them off their cell phone sometime. 73, Aaron, KD8 AVA, NA.